Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what the effort, letting our kids take the wheel on occasion does not always come cheap. Trusting Mr. Know-It-All new boyfriend on the first date? Guess not. We stay confident and watch as they grow into responsible adults, doing only what they think is best. But doing what we do best makes us proud to be a part of fixing it. For a wide range of quality tools and products guaranteed nationally, you always find there's more to Midas.
Nationally Syndicated Radio, where I am your favorite host that bring you the most. Listen, you know what time it is. It's that crazy girl Wanda Dre that's on the line. You know, they call me the Queen Troublemaker, and they also call me, you know, the Love Connector, the Love Doctor, you know, Wanda Dre, a.k.a. also known as Andrea Presley. I'm here with you tonight, celebrating my, well, I'm not going to say the last, but this is my retiring time. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But listen, I got a great show planned for you. You know, tell a friend and know a friend. You know, hey, that girl, that crazy girl, she want to air again. You know, the one that always you talk a smack, you know, talk about relationships and stuff, making everybody mad, especially the men folks. You know how we do, ladies. We do our little men dancing and all that. We're going to do some of that tonight. I got to talk to y'all about some things, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk to y'all about relationships. You know, is it cool to keep something that your ex gave you? Now, I'm going to give you the rundown. You know, because sometimes, you know, first of all, y'all know a diamond is a girl's best friend. So I don't know too many of y'all that has been engaged before or whatever like that. But, you know, you're supposed to give the ring back. I mean, it is a keepsake. It was a gift, right? I mean, because you decided not to do what you got to do, don't mean that I got to suffer, right? I think that bling looked good on my ring. You know what I'm saying? Looked good on my finger, so why should I take it off? But is it wrong when, you know, another person compliments you, especially when the next person that's dating you? Here's my thing. I'm going to say this. It's not because you just switch the ring to the opposite side. You know what I'm saying? If that time is over, you put it on the other side or whatever, and you still bling, girl. You know what I'm saying? You still wear that ring, and you wear it well. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to talk about some other things. What if he gave you a fur coat? What if he gave you some boots? What if he bought you an outfit? Should you give that back? Or should you walk silent and proud? Silent. Listen, what's a drag, you know. She done been in relationships before. You know what I'm saying? I done had some relationships when I done got coats. I done had some when I had gotten, you know, some change and stuff. As a matter of fact, I recently got something from somebody who was an ex that loved the fact that I was called Wonder Dre. So he actually bought me a chain that says Wonder Dre. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sport it. I'm going to wear it well. But is it wrong? I got to hear your opinions on that one. But I'm going to start with my twin. Twin, come on, help me out with this one. What you think about this? I mean, and you say, hey, that's a nice ring you got. That's a nice bling. Oh, where you get that chain from? How would you feel?
Well, I mean, if I gave it to a young lady, one of my starlets, you know, because I'm the bachelor, I would have a problem, you know, with her keeping it. I wouldn't have a problem. Because really, I really want that to be over. Anything I gave you is a finality. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know, there's more women for me to give gifts to.
Okay.
So I have a problem. But you're trying to be messy, twin. And that's the situation. I'm trying to start the mess on this final. Series final. Series finale of National Syndicated Radio. You need to be ashamed of yourself. And I've been saying this, and you know, it's funny. Twin started on the 27th of September, 2015, and her last show is the 27th of January, 2022. How about that? I mean,
I didn't even realize
that's amazing.
That. That's crazy. That is crazy, guys. You know, he's announcing that, you know, this will be my last show, but you know, my love and everything is with you guys, and I do appreciate everyone who has been a follower. You know, with Wonder Dre, I don't have so many different names, you know what I mean? The 2020 twin that gets it in. I'm always going to be that, you know what I'm saying? You know, due to work reasons, you know, working in the medical field, time has expanded. The COVID thing is not getting any better. We're still breaking out with outbreaks and things like that. So due to the workload that I have to accomplish in the medical field, it's causing me to spend more hours. So your Wonder Dre is not going to be on the air, but that doesn't mean that you won't hear my voice from time to time. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to keep it right here and listen out. So when I do pop up, you can be like, that's that girl right there, that crazy girl. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk about this radio show. You know what I mean? I got to start my trouble, twin. You know I got to do that.
Oh, boy. You know, first of all, I'm glad. We'll be glad to hear your voice on many different networks. You know what I mean? And definitely this wonderful dynasty that we have helped build. And tonight, y'all, you know, you get a chance to talk to Dre. And for her, always starting trouble. Like I always been saying all these years, starting her mess. And before we do that, you know I got to give you something from the archives of my greatness in DJ world. Let's go to one of your favorites, Yarbrough and Peoples, y'all. twin. You know, you know, this is a celebration tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is a party. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because, you know, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk your mess because, you know, you're trifling.
You know I got to do what I got to do. You know I got to talk my mess. But I'm saying, what's wrong with that? If you buy me a fur coat, I'm still going to wear it. Please understand. You know what I mean? That's something that I might not have been able to buy for my own self. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, if I look good in it, why should I take it back or bring it? You know what I mean? Some people get real petty over that. You know, they get so caught up in, oh, I don't want that because it reminds me of him. I ain't got to think about too why I'm wearing it. I'm thinking about the fact that I look good in it. That's all.
Wait a minute. First of all, I let all the women out there that, you know, that are dating me at this time, please don't buy me any cologne because I don't want to have any type of scent. I don't even want to remember you, okay? And now it's time to buy perfume for the next woman. And now back to Twin.
No, Twin, see, you misinterpreted that. You still got to wear that cologne. You just smell good for the next person.
No, I'm throwing it out. No.
Oh, but that might be your favorite kind. What if it's your favorite kind of cologne that she bought for you? And you really, really like that type of cologne.
I'm not wearing it again.
You want to throw that out?
I'm not wearing it again. I don't want no essence of her. No essence of her whatsoever. I don't want no essence of her. She is dead to me. I don't even value her life.
But you ain't going to smell good for the next person with that? What, you going to throw it away and buy the exact same thing?
No, I'm never going to wear it again, and I'm throwing it out.
Okay, but it's your favorite kind that she bought you.
And I'm never wearing it. I will never wear it again. I will be no. No, it's going to remind me of her. No, I don't want it. Nope.
Why you got to remind yourself of her? Why can't you just look at it like, you know, I'm sitting in it. I like it.
No, this ain't the barge. This ain't the barge. Ooh, I like. No. No. I'm closing the book on that one, Twin. Nope.
Ladies out there, you got to help me out. I know somebody got to be on my side. Y'all got to understand the fact that if I get a gift that I like, that it is not cool for me to have to give it back. It is a gift. It is mine. I look good in it. I smell good in it. I'm blinging in it.
Mm-mm.
Why should I have to take that off? Now, here's the funny part. You ready for this one, Twin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a couple things that I have worn with the ex. You know what I'm saying? And I got complimented on that. But then I had somebody that checked me on it, you know, because, you know, I moved on, I'm dating and all that kind of stuff. So the guy that I went down, he was like, hey, I got a question to ask you. I said, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you actually dating someone else now, Twin? Is what you're saying to the internet world at this time?
Yeah, I'm dating somebody else. You know, that's been going on for about 8 months now.
Oh, wow.
So he texted me, why are you still wearing your engagement ring? And I said to him, because I feel like I deserve every carrot that's up in here. You know what I mean? We may not be together. We too. He knows that I still had the ring. He asked for it back, and that's good because, you know, I would think that he would be petty. But the choice was either pawn it or bling. I love the bling, and a diamond is a girl's best friend. So what I did was I took it from the side that it would have been on and flipped it to the other side. And I said, I love me some me.
Oh, boy.
So that's what my response was. I love me some me. So he said, do you think that that's cool that you can walk around in the games and ring? I said, why not? I said, I wouldn't tell you to throw something out. Now, he didn't take it offensive. You know what I mean? But there's a couple of things that I wore, he complimented on, and I was like, oh, thank you. Tell her, you know, that it came from somebody else. You know what I mean? You like it? That's nice. I'm wearing it. I like it.
The only thing, since you're going to talk about, you know, a diamond is a, you know, girl's best friend, you know, a dog is a man's best friend. So that's the only thing I would not give back would be a dog.
Really?
If she gave it to me. That's the only thing. That's a living being. I can't throw that out, okay? Because then the animal rights people will have me in jail. So I can't throw that out. So, you know,
you can try somebody to give it another home. That's all.
No, I keep the dog. Now, we got some people who want to talk to you at this time. We'll bring on our first caller. Caller, you're on the line right now with Andrea Presley, of course, Hall of Famer, and the series finale on National Syndicated Radio.
Girlfriend.
All right, who's here?
It's Jerry Petito.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, though?
I am doing well.
I'm calling in because first and foremost, of course, to say hello, I love you. I'm going to miss you so much. I can't take it, but I'm happy for your decision for you.
Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. You've always been a proud supporter, and I really do appreciate that.
You're amazing. Are you kidding me? You were a rock. Come on.
Aww.
Amazing. So tell me what the mess is. Come on, I heard a little bit of his nonsense. So what's the question?
Okay, so you did something from an ex-boyfriend, and you think you look good in it. Okay, it can be perfume. It might be your favorite. You know what I'm saying? No strings attached. It's over with. You still pop that perfume, and you think you just a girl. You know what I mean? He might have bought you an outfit, or he might have bought you that little fur jacket or that leather jacket. You pop it on, hey, I'm still fitting it, and that looks good, okay? Even down to maybe a ring, a chain, or a diamond, or something like that, you look good. Is it still okay to wear that, any of those things? Or you get rid of it?
Mm-hmm. No, here's the thing. All right, first of all, again, at our age, my age especially, I still have things from when I was 17 from boyfriends. Okay, little things, whatever. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much friends with everyone in my life.
Wait a minute. You mean Jerry Petito has a museum of old boyfriends?
No, I don't have a museum, okay? Here he goes with his nonsense. Listen, what I want to say is this. Anything that's given to us in relationships, we were worth it. And it's ours. Once you give a gift away, it's no longer theirs. It's ours.
Hello. That's right. Uh-huh.
That's right. And we get to keep everything and anything we want.
Especially a diamond, because, first of all, a diamond is a girl's best friend. And my thing is I deserve every stud that's up in there, every leg that's holding that diamond together. I deserve it. I love me some me. So when the guy had asked me, he said, well, why are you wearing that? I said, because I love me some me. It ain't got to be about nobody else. This ain't got nothing to do with him. It's got to do with me.
That's right. No guy's ever questioned me. They know better than to question me.
Okay. That's where I'm at with that. Now, a lot of people would say, no, because, you know, that's attaching me to that person. It's all in your mind. It's all in your level of thinking. If you're totally detached from that person and you're really done with that person, ain't nothing going to bring you back. I don't care what nice piece of jewelry you had. You're going to think about it and say, well, you know what? That's his loss, my gain, but I'm going to wear this ring. I'm going to wear this chain.
That's right.
I'm going to wear this beautiful leather coat that he gave me. Hey, that's the least you can do.
That's right, girl. That's right.
Got somebody on my side. Now, swear.
Oh, I think it's horrible. I think it's the most horrible thing in the world. Jay Petito's museum past boyfriends in Robbinsville, New Jersey. Please visit it so you can see all the archives that Geraldine the Fraud has given us upon us at this time.
Well, you are a nut job.
But here's the thing. The things that you have. And I'm going to be honest with you. Even, you know, stuff that I have things when I was 17 and younger from my mother. I mean, this ain't got nothing to do with the subject. But I'm saying that to say this. some people really cherish things that people give them, and whether it's from an old boyfriend or whether it's,
right.
you know, from a relative or whatever like that, if that person passes on, you got a memory stick that you can, you know, reflect on that and say, hey, you know what, but they did give me this, and I wear that even to the death. You know what I mean? So it can turn into a symbolic thing. It can just be like, you know, hey, I'm wearing it and I'm wearing it well. I ain't getting rid of
that's
it.
That's right, girl.
I throw it out and somebody else will pick it up and look good in it. That's
something. Oh,
I don't understand. If you find me a nice winter coat and it's a good winter coat and it's warm, especially if it's a fur or something like that, why would I just be like, I don't want it because he gave it to me? I throw it away or give it to somebody. But it look good in it?
Silly.
That's stupid. Yeah.
Silly.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody is on my side. I really am.
Yes, I'm always on your side. But I'm usually
yeah,
always
I know
on
that's
side.
Right. you know it, Jerry. That's right. We, you know, us women, we got to sit together and we got to
put
our trouble on the line. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's that Wanda Dre all the time. You know what I mean? You know, the love doctor, the new love doctor. Let me help y'all. Let me heal your relationship.
Oh my God!
You know,
I love
back,
you, girl.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I'm surprised this woman even had. I'm surprised this woman even had 80 all-time connection records. You know, I think it's all fraud, and she don't deserve none of it. You know what I mean? now you know I'm just kidding around with that, but anything, any last thing. About, you know, how you feel about Andrea and all her work and being part of the wonderful academy that is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes. So all kidding aside, as far as your shows, you've entertained me from day one. I've always looked up to you for a few reasons, and everyone out there needs to hear this. Not only are you a Hall of Famer, not only are you a lifetime achiever, not only are you one of the greatest hosts O&E ever had, you are a hero to me. You are a nurse. You went through this whole COVID crap the last few years, saving people's lives and still doing radio. I will never, ever forget you. You are my girlfriend. You are incredible. You are one of the greatest internet radio hosts ever. And again, to me, Andrea, and you know this is how I feel about you. You are a hero, and I love you.
Oh, thank you, and I love you back, girl. There ain't nothing you can do about that. How about that, girl?
Gonna miss you.
Oh, girl, you know we're going to be hitting each other on that word blizz now, you know?
That's
oh,
right,
God.
Girl. Let's suck at that.
That's, you know what? That's it. That's internet's way of the cha-cha dance and the electric slide on a cruise ship. I don't want to be nowhere around that. Yuck.
I'm only a phone call away. You already know that, girl. You know, and I always got your back. So, the connection will always be there. You know what I'm saying? We only a phone call away. So, we, you know,
yes,
I ain't going
God bless you, girlfriend.
Yes, thank you. Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, I love you.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, love you back. Thank you. Oh,
the love fest is here, y'all. The love fest is here to stay. Our love is here to stay. Okay. Well, listen, you know how I get down with you, twin. I mean, I'm not playing with you tonight on these wheels of steel. One of my favorite songs, man. Now, this is one of the young ladies I had a crush on when I was a little kid. Sherelle. And she turned me on. I have a hidden confession. I want to bring back one, Jerry Petito, real quick. I had a hidden confession, Jerry Petito. This woman, when she sang, I thought she was singing to me at 12. You know, she didn't mean to turn me out. You know, I was wondering if you can come over tonight and bring your things. Because I didn't mean to turn you on. Jerry and Twin. I received my manhood from Sherelle.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, it's your last show. Why not play a little bit of Sherelle? You know what I mean? We got some callers on the line waiting to talk to you at this time. And this young lady loves you very, very much, and she's going to share her wonderful renditions and wish you adieu and Godspeed. Caller, who are you? Because you're on National Syndicated Radio with Wonder Twin Andrea Presley.
Hello?
Hello. Hi,
who's there? Peace and blessings.
Hi, Sister Baxter.
Hello, my sister. you know I love you dearly, and I'm going to hate to see you go, but I know you're going to call into my show. I just know it.
Oh, God. You know I got to cut up, and when I do, I'm just going to cut up and be me. Yes, indeed.
You know, since I've known you for the past 3 years that I was on, I thought you were one of the best hosts that I've ever heard. And being that I was new, you were one of the people that inspired me to become who I am today. I just want to thank you for all that you have done, and I wish you well. And, you know, I'm going to miss you. Great deal. I'm going to miss you.
Aw. You know, I'm only a phone call away. So me not finna make it once a Dre cry. Not just too early in the show. Be doing that.
Yeah, please. I don't want to see that. That makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. Twin. I got one thing to say to you, and I want you to give me your opinion. What if you knew a female that it took 15 years to get a bouquet of roses, and the person that she got the roses from was a female?
Wow! You know, it's funny that you said that, because I was at work and we was having lunch, and you know, I don't know how this conversation had started, but one of the girls that at the job, she, you know, openly shared that she, you know, was a dyke. And so, you know, she was talking about how women, you know, knows how to please other women, and I just got like real uncomfortable with the conversation. I'm like, okay, I mean explain something to you. I'm strictly okay. You already know what strictly rhymes with. So I was just like, you know, I was feeling uncomfortable in the conversation, but it's funny because a lot of women chimed in and was like, yeah, you know, they know all the pleasure spots, they know all the sensitive moves, they know this, this, that, and the third. And they know just what to do and how to do it. But back to your question, you know, so if you had a bouquet of flowers from a female,
This female was a person that admired me. She looked at me as a mother figure. But she was the only person that gave me a bouquet of roses in 15 years.
And that made you feel really good and really special.
Oh, yes. I started crying.
Oh.
She didn't know why I was crying.
Yes. Yeah. So,
yeah. Was she a heathen that took the vaccine or something like that? Was she a heathen? That's why you was crying?
No, she wasn't a heathen. she still ain't took the vaccine.
Oh, wow. Now, something like that is worth cherishing. Because it's a symbolic gift. So gifts sometimes, especially it depends on what a gift means to you, you know, whether it came from a friend or a lover or, you know, a family member. It, you know, if it's symbolic, I would say keep it. You know what I mean? As much as you can, especially the silk flowers, you know, why throw it away? Hey, it could be It could be something decorative in the home. Listen, I still got teddy bears from ex-boyfriends from Valentine's Day. And I got a thing for teddy bears. So, you know, I put them all together and got them on a display. What's wrong with that?
No, that's something wrong with that, Bessie. It's something wrong with that because Twin. I think that a twin has a mental problem. I mean, what are you thinking? Your children or something? You already got a son. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know what, y'all? It felt better than to get the flowers on Valentine's because this young lady, she appreciated me and she looked at me as though I was her mother, and that's what made me feel good. Even though I didn't get flowers from a male for 15 mm-hmm. years, what she mm-hmm. did meant more to me than what a male would have given me.
See? Now, was they silk flowers or they were actual real flowers?
They were real flowers, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Real flowers. Oh, wow. You know, it's another thing, too. I think anybody who's dating Sister Bessie, if you really want to help her, go buy her book. Go buy her book now. That's better than flowers from that girl, from that heathen, right here on OnlyFans.
Don't talk to him.
I love you, and please stay and call us to make sure we know you're doing fine, and we know you're going to be successful in anything that you do anyway. I love you.
Thank you.
I said this too before she goes off the phone. We already have a Hall of Famer. You know, this year, man, we're looking, you know, at four people have a chance to be nominated for the Hall of Fame, and just Bessie's one of them. And, you know, she's already been nominated before last year, you know, 2021, mm-hmm. and we hope that she gets a chance to be nominated again on April 7th, 2022. She's coming back on the day, you know, twin, very special day, February 4th, you know, God, Mom passing, right? Debbie and Gozy, and the start of Beverly Nation a long time ago. It'll be 9 years in the anniversary, wow. And Bessie is back with the front porch on that day. Talk about that with Sister Bessie real quick and the significance of Only Dynasty Twin.
Mm-hmm. You talking about her show, The Front Porch?
Yeah, and the significance of Only Dynasty in the anniversary.
Well, you know what? First of all, you know, the fact that it's going to be, you know, right near the anniversary is the perfect time. And I remember when Sister Bessie was actually calling in as a listener, and I'm like, who is this fireball calling in? Because it's like, she just knew what to say. She would just hit it right on the nose and nail it.
Wait a minute. You remember that show? It's Sister Bessie. Listen here. I've been talking about the concentration camp. They give you Lipton tea with poison. Don't drink the tea.
Yes, but she always came in with energy, you know, fired up. And it was like, no matter what subject I was on, she was just like, yeah, I'm ready to go toe-to-toe. You know what I mean? And she always gave a good input and everything. So when I found out she actually was doing a show, I was like, oh, perfect. Then, you know, I'm like, okay, she needs to be doing this because she just fired up. She got the mouthpiece for radio, you know what I'm saying? And then I seen how she was advertising because literally I seen her, like, posters up in Germantown. And I was like, whoa. I said, okay, she getting out there. I love it. You know, I was like, she's going to be something great. And she came to the air, gave the energy, and she just been doing the thing. You know what I mean? So,
thank you so much. I just try to give the people what they need and not what they want. And I already told you, some folk need to be hanging on trees. Peace and blessings.
Oh, you know he ain't right.
He ain't right.
I love y'all. I'm out.
All right,
my sister Bessie came on here, and guess what? I'm gonna play for you. I'm gonna be on the This could be on mute. And we're going to play a song by Evelyn Champagne King right now.
On me. We'll be right back.
champagne king, y'all. Yeah. Philly's finest right there. Philly's finest right there. Uh-oh, watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth. Listen, we got some more people want to talk to you, man, on your series finale. And this is how you do it at Orny Dynasty. When you leave the network the right way, we will celebrate you the right way. And this young lady, 80 all-time connection records, number one in Orny Idols, and just all-around great Hall of Famer. Caller number 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I'm just kidding. Caller number 3, you're on the line right now with Andrea Presley and National Syndicated Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Angela.
How
are you? I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. But, you know, I'm not that far away. You know that. You know my love is going to be just going to stretch far away, y'all.
Oh God! I feel like throwing.
See, he hating y'all because he mad because I'm a
man. He gonna miss you.
I'll be putting all that good advice. You know what I mean?
He gonna miss
all the women out. You know, even for the men, I've been giving out good advice. Don't you think so?
You have not been giving out good advice, twin. You are horrible, and all the men out there don't listen to it.
No, you be starting stuff. But I love that.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, you be starting some stuff now. You be starting some stuff.
I got to ask some questions. I'm about to start myself up with you. So, okay.
My very first time.
Yep, you was one of them. And a man told you that he had a car for you. He paid for it. Expenses paid, everything. Girl, you got a Lexus. You got either a Lexus or whatever your dream car is. Are you going to give it back because you feel as though, you know, there might be some strings attached? Or are you going to ride that thing into the sunset until the wheels fall off? What you going to do, girl?
I'm going to do like Porsche. I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off because she got gifted a car. And she riding it until the wheels fall off. I don't care what they say. They say he bought a new one, but no. Yeah, it wasn't new. He gifted it, and she's still riding in it. She don't care. It's hers now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying, you know what I mean? If a person bought a gift like that, the wheels fall off. Because I look good in it, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't have been able to afford it on my own, so why not? You know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Okay,
this is ridiculous.
Like you said earlier. Like you said earlier, you said once you give it, it ain't yours no more. It's the other person. So now you've given it, it's not yours no more. So how can you expect it back?
Actually, you know what, though? I gotta come on here right now and talk for Angela right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go, y'all. Car. What is a car? C is for Kim. You didn't care because I know you wasn't there. A is for accepted. Accepted because I is driving your car. R is for available. No, no R for available. R is for reliable. I feel reliable because I'm the queen of collaboration. My name is Angela.
You're so funny. Oh, my God. She's hilarious.
Yes.
Wow. But I want to thank you before I get off. I want to thank you for paving the way for many of us because of your dedication and your hard work. A lot of us are able to be right where we are. So thank you for all of the greatness that you have bestowed upon us and those that are listening. So thank you and good luck on all your endeavors, whatever you touch. Shall prosper. I love you. Be blessed.
You know, hold on. You know what? No, speaking in no tongues, twin. You know, you're going to hell. Answer time to slip. She's going to hell, and I want to thank you so much. for your dissertation. That is near and dear to our hearts. And, you know, Angie was on, you know, she narrated the show on the honors when you were, you know, accepted as a lifetime achiever, you know. And, yeah, remember that? 2020?
Amazing. Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. And I thank you, you know, even for that as well. Thank you for the love and support that you've shown, you know, even, you know, during the time you've been a part of ONE. And I appreciate you so much. And thank you for giving that wonderful answer, you know, because we, you know, Twins is mad because, you know, everybody disagreeing with me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in right mind wouldn't give a gift like that back. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to be.
That damn Twin and Angela, God bless them, everyone.
And you know it. And you know it.
So I feel I'm being bombarded by an Aries and a Virgo. I don't think it's fair. Thank you guys, and peace and blessings. Thank you, Angie.
Thank you so much, Ev. I appreciate you.
Oh man.
Now, Quinn.
Yes.
Somebody brought you a new turntable and said, you know, do this on
your record. Are you serious?
Would you give that back? Would you give it back? I can't hear you.
Yes, I will give it back because I got other techniques.
Oh, you lying, you fool. Don't make me come through this network.
Did you just say you'll come through the network? And on that note, y'all, we got another song, y'all. And one of Twins' favorite, and we're going to bring these callers on momentarily. I know how much you love this young lady because she knew how to wear them braids, and she's still pretty. I mean, when I got a chance to meet her back in 2001, and you're talking about, you know, just being melted by her. This woman right now, 2022, is beautiful at 71 years old. And it's like she's never lost her step. Twin, one of your favorites of all time. You ready? And just like Twin's wonderful topic, we should forget them not. Patrice!
I want
Oh, I'm loving it. Forget me not. That's right. Forget me not. Forget the fact that I gave you some money and told you
what?
Do whatever you do with it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And you're trying to get that. Let's say if I gave you $1 billion and said, you know what, buy that dream home. Would you give it back?
You know what? Let's go to the next caller. A person
that's
that knows Twin, I'm not going to answer that. Nope. You know what? That's sad right there, and I don't know where that came from. But let's bring on the next caller. Oh, my God. Listen, we'll bring on this next caller because this caller knows you well from many different networks, and he loves you very much, and he's going to share his opinion on tonight, your series finale of National Syndicated Radio. Caller number 4, you're on line right now. Talk to him.
First of all, yo, what the hell is up? It's the True Fan Will of God, Philly.
What's up? We went through many moons together, my brother. Yes.
Oh, Lord. You can't even say that one twice. So you know what? That's when you start getting, because I don't even eat them. But some people do. They be like, hey, excuse me, what? Can I get some? What is that? Oh, them golden grams. Oh, them golden grams. Like, what the freak?
You funny.
Yo, but,
you know what? I got a memory that I got to share because actually it was you that actually started this whole thing off when you think about
it. What are you talking about?
Because
what?
You had a show, and the name of your show was called, I'll never forget it, Ask Your Age, Not Your Shoe Size. I called it on your show, and I started my show just like I'm doing now. And the comment that I made was so funny at the time. Everybody was like, you know, railed up about the comment that I had made. And I said, ooh, do I sense a woman show, you know, blowing up? Not thinking that I was going to eventually get a phone call from Brother O, you know what I'm saying, saying, you know what, that's a good idea. Maybe we should start trouble with a woman show. But it was your show that actually started because I called in to your show and made a comment. Before that, I had actually did an interview with Brother O because I was talking about my business, which is still going on, Salon of Beauty on Wheels. In between the time of my busy schedule, I still have a hair business, y'all, that I, you know, still do. Mobily, going to a lot of the people that, you know, that I've met in nursing homes and stuff like that, they still need to be catered to. They still need their pamper time. And that's what I came on to talk to Brother O about, and that's what was my introduction to the air. But also right after that, you know, I talked to this brother right here on his show, and from that brewed the idea of starting a woman's show. And that first show was with some of the finest and greatest Ricky, what's her last name?
You need to be ashamed of yourself. Ricky Jones, oh, my God. Ricky?
Yes. I'm talking about Ricky Dillard, child. I done made her a gospel fan. Okay? But, yeah, Ricky Arjump, and we cut up terrible. It was right after that. And we cut up. It was like 7 or 8 women on the panel, and we was just talking crazy. You know, me and Will of God, we done went from not just Beverly Nation. That's where it started. You know, we went through, what was it, Purpose Kingdom Network. We done did, what was the other thing?
On Point.
On Point Radio, Back to Gaming Network. You know what I'm saying? We done did a little bit of everything. We done did shows together when it came down to comedy shows. We done talked at comedy shows, did some introductions. You know, oh, my gosh. We done did a little bit of everything. It paved the way to a lot of stuff, and it was all in fun. All that fun. So, I mean,
hey,
it really led to a lot of stuff.
Yo, you ain't lying about nothing, man. Because, shoot, man, even to the point where you was able to find out who you could trust and can't trust, where, you know, your friends you started out with, and then they become people who don't want to speak to you no more type thing. And you know, even with your mom, man, like, come on, man. Like, some things don't even need to exclamation yes. mark. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, who are you? You know, but, you know, I'm not here to be the funky Cole Medina. But, you know,
I gotta do my will of God. I'm a little ignorant. I want my laptop back after all this. Your true friend. You are a CEO. Make sure that you give me my stuff back. And what wonderful. I want to say this to you right now. Don't take the vaccine because y'all some loonies.
That's my will God.
I think Bugs Buddy just lost his hat right there, boy. Somebody gonna be mad about. Look, damn. He just bung out a crippet out of a brownie hat. Like, what the hell? It wasn't no crippet in the brownie hat. That nigga just what?
Yeah, I want my laptop back, even though I can't use it.
He just took it all the way here, didn't he?
Damn. But yeah. So bad. So anyway, back to being Great Poo Pod. One thing I gotta say, right? You have, because I remember when O was helping you out because you was kind of nervous a lot, and he was, you know. He was like giving you that antidote, like that little train. I think I can. I was like, look at this. We had some fun. I just give you some damn ideas because I talk so dumb out my mouth. You know what I mean? I say things like even now. I got a new saying that I say. I made it up a couple days ago, whatever it was, and I said, no stress, no mess, no mess, no less. I don't know what the hell the no less means. I don't know if it means no less work of dealing with dumb people that I got to deal with this year, or is it a less situation? I don't know. But no stress, no mess. No mess, no less. Unless I'm going to tear you out the frame, I want to do that lessable instead of morable. I don't know if morable means something, but if I be morable on your freaking, never mind. But I'm just saying, your conversation about these women and this thing about, you know, should you keep it or not keep it? We had a little talk.
That's
what
I
wanna know. Yes. Go ahead, Will.
And
Will, come on, take my side.
You already know my side, and I talked to you a little bit today, so you gonna catch it again, like you know. Antidote. I said point blank, if you are say you got a person, because you wouldn't like this, none of y'all women would like it if it was a man receiving gifts from a woman that he met that was like Janet Jackson, and he got a brand new call and he's doing it. Y'all be all saying a whole other thing, you know. Y'all be saying a different word of hallelujah, probably be a black and
hallelujah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that want to sound like because I don't want nobody to practice and try to bring up a demon. You know what I'm saying? But a woman, you got to understand, if you are, and I say this again, if you want to just get that situation out of your life because whoever else came in your life, they give you better things, then you're not worried about it. It's just like going to the damn, because I don't bet like that, but going to the casino, you're like, oh, I lost it. What the fuck? Get another one. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to win again. But if you ain't going to get that object, you know, anymore, you be like, oh, hell no. I bent over too many times. I even did other things that I wanted to do with my mouth. You know, I need that. That's mine.
Wait,
some of y'all women be like,
you thought you wanted to do with your mouth? Dude, you make the music with your mouth, please?
so women could get an attitude and say, look, man, I'm worth more than a birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But it's to the point where some people, like, they said somebody told me if you engaged in something, you didn't never fulfill that trip to the altar, so you're supposed to give it back. But if you feel as though, you know, that there. But if you feel as though that diamond, because it's probably a big diamond, because whoever you would go, if anybody getting married, they're going to make sure, the girl going to make sure if they married for love or they married for money. Because somebody
that's
get
right.
married and get a rope on their finger and be like, yeah, I'm married. And they're living in the project, living poor, but they're breaking it out together to get rich, which is a beautiful
situation
right. because now they're really friends.
Talk about it.
But some people are like, if no more money, no butt. You know what I mean? And it's like, what? Wait a minute, what?
No money, no butt.
Then you
no
got
money, no butt.
But then you got people who actually, then you got women out here who actually, but then you got women who actually pry or prey on people who's not really, you know, coherent. Like they might, some, you know, you have crazy women now that might try to marry an artistic guy or a nerd or something that don't know no better, don't even got street smart. So you got to be
careful. That's
really
trend
going down.
Well,
but, you know, I don't care. I don't care if you know, for me, you know, you can keep it. Because that means I ain't got to worry about you no more, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, I did a lot of damage. I had too many women in my life already before I got married. I was a real problem, you know. But, you know, you know. <they're> still,
Hey, Will, I'm going to ask you a question.
Still,
I'm going to ask you a question, Will.
They still love
I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Listen, Will, I'm going to ask you a question. When if someone that you love passed away and, you know, you wanted to support them, and the three people on the line right now weren't able to even come on a radio show to support a person that just passed away. How you feel about that? Remember that show on another network when one of our loved ones passed away and that person just dissed the three of us? Oh, my God, I'm a little ignorant.
Damn, you throwing darts, man. Are you throwing poison darts? Is this nigga a ninja tonight? You're like, I'm a ninja, man. Yo, man, look, like, well, all right, back to being a situation at hand I'm trying not to be. But listen, damn, man, you really threw a diamond in the rough in that one.
We was there. Thank God for Louis Devon, who represented the network that night. Oh, nobody really even got on there. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just saying.
Well, listen, Wonder Drake, I'm saying, girl, because we're going to miss you because nobody really knows how much work you do. And a lot of these callers and a lot of these daggone hosts don't even know. Some of them get mad at, she didn't call my show. Well, you know, she works hard. She's doing home care. And a lot of times when I try to call her or text her, she's like, wait a minute, man. I'm at my work. I'm at my job. I can't. They're going to get me fired. You know, because some people at home care will snitch. If you ain't paying them no attention, I do home care, but I ain't doing it no more because they wanted me to do more work. And I told them I don't wipe no butt. So,
I'm actually in facilities now, so that's even more work because you're.
Oh, that's because everybody calling out.
Well, no.
Listen, we gotta say, what's up? What's up? I ain't wiping no butt.
Yeah, and doing CNA work on the floor, like, yeah, it's very strict. It's very, and this COVID thing is real. So you garbed up, you masked up, you know what I mean? You can't be having a phone up to your ear. Somebody said, okay, what you say? You know what I'm saying? So it'll be rough. It is, it's a rough ride. But yeah.
Well, I mean, the one thing you got to understand, too, they try to make everybody get a fluorona shot. And probably soon they're going to make everybody get the monkey shot. But they got to find some people that's going to be dumb enough to get the monkey shot to see if it's going to work. But, you know, that's the story. But it's funny that you're leaving. You know, this is your last show, and God knows we're going to miss you. And my conversation was like, damn, it's crazy because I heard Sister Betsy. I'm like, damn, Sister Betsy's back. I don't even know why she left because she had a whole bunch of damn conversations to say a long time ago. But I'm glad she's back. So
hold on, let's bring her on. Let's bring Sister Bessie on here while you're talking. Sister Bessie, how you doing?
Brother Will, I need some rest. And I'm coming back on the porch with my shotgun.
Okay. Yeah, well, listen, one other thing I like to do, Wonder Dre, and I'm going to do it on this show, too. I like to go back and listen to all the shows, not all of them, but a lot of shows. But what I'm going to start trying to do this week is listen to all the shows who retired. I'm going to go back and find Sister Bessie's show, her last show when she was on before she go on. I'm going to try to get some other people. If Brother Oak could tell me all the different people or send me the link, that'd be even better. And I'm going to do your show tomorrow, too. Man, I'm going to do your show tonight. But And Mo Payne, I got to figure out how to, I can't find that show and his girl's show. So maybe Brother O can help me with that because I try to look for it. I can't find it. And other people, just to get a understanding of what they brought to the audience on that day, that last day of their anointing on this network. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I love what you're doing. I'm always got you back. I'm always right here right now, and I will be calling you after the damn show and talk to you like, hey, girl, you know, you crazy as hell. And at the same time, I'm glad that you white. You know what I'm saying? Because if you was black, that damn Janelle come out, and nobody wanted me.
What did you just say? What did he just say? Listen, y'all. This man is on another 2 weeks on with two songs, with your two friends, with a guy. I'm going to leave back with a guy right now. Here you go, Will. I'm going to put you on pause. Wait a minute. I was trying to be. Oh, am I on? Okay. Two-thirds by your two things with a guy. And I don't know what I'm going to do at that time. But you're going to listen and give me another record right now on these stations. Now. Let me tell you something right now. It's time for a little D-Train.
With the love I have inside of me, we can turn this world around. We can live through all eternity, and we never touch the ground. We'll take a chance to ride upon a star.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
loving
man, listen,
it, loving it, loving it.
Listen, we got a person on here, man, that's been with the network. You know, after you retire, we only had two other hosts. Now, imagine that, Twin. That's part of the charter. And that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Since 2013, 2015, World of God was just on. And now you got somebody been here since another 27, right? February 27, 2013. A person has already been nominated for the Hall of Fame in 2020. Outstanding young lady. Her name is Antonia Batts.
Oh, my God!
Girl, I said it's about... I said it's the second time I'm... You are such a lovely person with a lovely personality. And you're that way all the way. And so with that being said, I don't know what to say. You know, maybe you'll hit the lottery and then get to quit your job and come back. But, you know, like Jerry Petito said, you are a special person for what you do and what you sacrifice. You know, you don't have to have join the military and things, defend people in your country. You defend people in general, period. Whoever comes in there and you don't even know who they are, I really think you're very, very, very special. And maybe if God's willing, you'll come back to and visit us at least one more time. How do they say, grace us with your presence? Because I tell you, when I turn on your show, I know it's you because of your sunny disposition. So I just want to make sure you know you'll be. And of course, love.
Wait a minute before I go there. You know, I got to do. I want to expound upon you the jewels of when, you know, I must say, you have been a person that has been outstanding in your, you know, prowess at this time. And make sure that you understand that I am Miss Batts.
Right.
With that and I think we're acknowledging that I do have a particular, as Sherry Shepherd has said about the woman who plays on Blackish, the grandma, a regal way about me. I don't really see myself as being regal, but I realize I have a lot of ears out there building to you know, whatever they consider worthwhile listening to. And I guess that's why I have to make sure I enunciate slowly to make sure anywhere from a child the age of one to a person the age of 100 plus can understand exactly what I'm saying. So that's a compliment. But regardless, wow. It's not about me, it's about you, and I will miss you.
Oh, Tony. You know, Antonia Batts is someone that we revere at this network. And it's a wonderful thing, man, to share this time. We have another person on the line right now that has done great work. We hope that he will be nominated for the Hall of Fame this year. And he's a wonderful person and loves you very, very much. The outstanding Tara Strength.
Oh, wow.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you sure you have to leave?
Look,
Brother O, she's speechless. She's speechless right now, Brother O.
And I want to say that for all you guys out there, this is Tara Strength, and I want to make sure that you understand Lazarus and Seth. You don't have the opportunity to be able to listen. But listen to me and always, you know, make sure that you keep your mind straight, and I'll be back again in 30 days. Good night.
That's a bad interpretation. That don't sound like me, Brother.
Listen, you know, brother, he's the only person I cannot do. But I had to do my best. You know, there's a lot of people in here. But let your chiller go in here, because I got to get your chiller. Listen, I got a good chinchilla.
Twin, does that sound like me, Twin? That doesn't sound like me, does it?
That doesn't sound like you. No,
thank you, take that, brother.
Listen, tell us, what do you have to say to this young lady tonight, man, who's put down almost 6.5 years of outstanding performances?
I mean, 6.5 years, 80 plus, 80 connection records. I mean, she's a legend at ONE, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
And the only way somebody's going to halfway try to think about catching her is for her to leave. If that's even possible.
Listen, Hootie Buckatoon knows that very well. He's only 7 from her right now.
I know. He's going to be catching up. He's still got about 7 more months. That's all right. Send him a song.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's impossible. Twin, you're a legend. You're a lot of fun. We love you. You've been consistent. And you're a role model to me, and I'm sure to others. And I don't want you to leave. So, you know, I'm saying how I feel.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, amazing.
You know,
so see that,
I still
see
be coming
so back
to start myself.
That,
myself.
Your interpretation.
Oh. Now, that is the wonderful Tara Strength, man, a person that we believe that will be part of that outstanding academy. You know, stay on, Tara, so we got a lot of show to do. We're on our next caller right now, and I think I know who it is, but can't know until they speak. Caller, you're on the line right now with Andrea Presley and National Syndicated Radio.
Joe.
Hey, all I hear is you.
What's up, Dre? What's up, Dre?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is awesome. Oh, that's beautiful. Awesome.
Hey, look, I got the call. The call you was on the retirement show. I was like, not without me. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Thank you. Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You leaving and we coming back.
Oh, man.
That's what's up, man. So I just want to say, you know, you've been a blessing to work with. You know what I mean? Definitely an on-air personality. A live wire. You know what I mean? Conversations be crazy, topics be crazy, always trying to start trouble, instigating stuff. Yeah, I mean, but it was all in love, it was all in fun, it was all in entertainment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, man. I just hope your listeners and everybody else appreciate you as much as I appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Wow, that is wonderful. Wow, thank you. Oh, my God.
That is the epitome of a great CEO on Print Radio and the things he does in the community. It's an educator, and I really appreciate Suffolk. I mean, he's, you know, a person that's, legendary. You know, what he's done, he's always told the truth on his radio network. And that's what I love about Self, and you know, he's a legend to me, and I'm glad he, you know, came on tonight to be able to bless you at this time. Thank you, Self. I really appreciate that.
Let me say to you, oh, good stuff, man. You've been doing it for a minute, man, and consistency is hard. You know what I'm saying? Consistency is hard, and you've been doing it, man. So, you know, kudos to you, bro.
You're a legend, period. And a lot of times, and he's coming back, guys. I'm telling you, he's coming back.
Oh,
so
yeah,
make sure you get ready for.
We coming back next month. We coming back.
All
next
right,
month.
I love it. I love it because it's a hard road to glory, and to see a person like Self, who also, you know, he gives of himself. Play on words, right? But it's really not a play. It's serious. He gives of himself for the betterment of man and, you know, support whatever he's doing. And we're going to, at ONE Dynasty, we're going to support him. I can't wait to call into the shows and to say hi to him, whoever he has, and go on print radio. We need our networks to be strong at this time because, hey, man, time is tight, right, Sal? Time is tight, man. We got to do what we got to do right now because tomorrow's not promised.
And time is something you can't get back.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, see what happens in this wonderful, you know, retirement for now show. I'll say that right there, right, Sal? Retirement for now show.
For now.
But we know that you know your legacy in all networks, you know, Purpose Kingdom, you know, and On Point Radio helped you get to the Hall of Fame, and of course us, we tried a little bit, and we're glad that you know people like the great CEO will call in, like Will God is a great CEO of Sound City Radio, but you know, the shows that On Point Radio and it's archived, you guys, you can go and listen to that show. It's remember now, just like I learned tonight, self. Tiller was talking about Malcolm X and how he's alive right now after all these years. It's the same thing with us. We're alive after all these years. Just because we have a little interruption does not mean the power of those shows don't matter. And you matter, and I love you very much.
Oh.
No doubt, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Dre.
You warmed my heart so much. I mean, the CEO of On Point Radio, we did so many things. This man right here has helped me stir up some issues and trouble on the air. We called him Mr. Controversy, and we would go back and forth, and he'd be like, no, Greg, you wrong. Don't you ever say that.
That's him.
I'm gonna be a good boy when I come back, Dre.
No, please don't do it. Please don't do that. Don't come back if you're gonna be good. Don't come back, please. But we're gonna thank Seth on tonight, blessing this show, and thank you, Seth, so much. And you know, it's crazy. You know, that's a person that has given Internet Radio a gift of life. You don't find that too much anymore. People don't understand that. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for you guys, the listening audience. And I hope Sal can stay on and listen to the rest of the show. And we got a person right here who's our news anchor of our network. Countless times, right, Twin? A person that understands what Better Nation was after all those years. You know what I mean? You know, being on every week, Twin, you know about that, you know, in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
We're on every single week. You guys did shows. And I always say a lot of times with, you know, our hosts now, they're spoiled to a certain extent because they get a chance to be on. Not the ones that talk tonight, because everybody's been on here, they've at least been on at least twice a month, right? But the days that you had to come up with a topic in 7 days, how about that? Those are the days. And now we're all spoiled. But we do have a host that does it every week. And she's, you know, going up the annals of our network. She's outstanding. Chinchilla Jonicia, our news anchor of News Forum, every Sunday night right here at Orny Dynasty.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan, cross the desert like an Arab man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. What's up, girl? How are you? Andrea Presley. How are you, Twin?
How you feeling, girl?
I am feeling fine. Feeling fine.
That's
so fun. I hear you about to retire. You're going to retire, girl. And I have been 6.5 years. 6.5 years. Years filled with laughter. Years filled with tears. Years filled with us listening to hear what our ears hears. But anyway, how are you? I'm going to miss you. And as a few of the others said already, yeah, I don't think you're really going to retire. You just want to take a little vacation, a little sabbatical, and, you know, then you'll be back. Because you know you love us and you love what you do. So I know this is not it for you.
Oh, yeah. But I guess you could say just stepping away from the mic for a little while. I don't know. Whatever God intends for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to walk through that, the door of opportunity, you know? But,
yes.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey. It really has.
Yes, that's wonderful. And it was so awesome to hear Self that he called in tonight. That was awesome, the stuff he had to say about you and what everybody said. And, of course, Will, oh, my God, when y'all two get together, oh, geez, it's hilarious.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I got to go there with this young lady right here. Let's go there at this time. Hi, Twin. This is Chinchilla Jonicia, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. I have a show called News Forum, where I try to be able to ascertain the problems in our world today. And not only that, but again... Love you, Chinchilla.
I love you, too. Like Terry said, that was a poor impression of me.
I think it was pretty good. But you know what, though? The greatest thing about Only Dynasty, we have a lot of fun and to see people come on and celebrate with, you know, our wonderful Andrea Presley. It means a lot to us and the people that listen to us on a constant basis. And I really thank you, Chinchilla, for what you do for us every week. And you know, it is what it is, and, you know, we continue to do our diligence to be able to help someone.
Yeah.
Remember that. We always say, Chinchilla, to help people and change people, and that's the key. And I'm really proud of you, and thank you for being, you know, our news anchor on this network, and all the people that called in tonight, man. You know, what more? It ain't over yet, but what more can we say for people who are diligent and want to be heard? And that's the key. Want to be heard, and Andrea Presley, she's full of junk, and I don't like it.
I love you too, Twitter. That's your cool body. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Thank you, Chinchilla.
Well, congratulations. And
thank
I'm so
you.
Glad I was able to call in because I didn't want to miss calling in to just say something to you tonight. But I wish you the best. And, you know, well, I pray for the best for you. If you don't make a wish, that we pray. And, yes, I pray that your next journey is great and that, you know, that you will fulfill all that God has planned for you to fulfill.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, it's crazy, Twin. You know, I got something for you, and we got a person that's been waiting to talk to you. But I'm not going to, you know, put them out there at this time. One of your favorite songs, and a lot of times, you've been doing radio for a long time. And I remember you said, Twin. I said, what? I want you to play a song with Roger Chapman. I said, what song is that? You know the song, Twin. I said, oh, my God. So I'm going to play it right now. Chocolate City, Baby.
Oh, nice.
Won't you come with me to Chocolate City?
In the city of LA, there's a place where the player pays. Chocolate City.
Just like you, that want to come on and say something wonderful. The wonderful Magic Man Haru himself.
Uh-oh.
Hootie Bakatoon.
Hello.
Well, I can pull the rabbit out of a hat, disappear, and return like that. And you know it's the Magic Man. Yes, I am. Trick with cards are easy to do. And I promise you, I won't cast a spell on you. No. Say it ain't so. You know what? Hey, I need you to retire and come back like Michael Jordan. That's what I need you to do.
Michael Jordan. Okay.
You got to do a Michael Jordan now, okay? I respect the retirement. But you got to come back like Mike Jordan, because since I've been a part of internet radio, and even before then when I listened to the archives, I don't think anyone has done it better, to be honest, for such a long length of time and to be recognized. I also want to personally thank you, because I was going through a little period of drought, and I'm like, wow. Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame 2-time was talking to me, and of course you invited me on. And you said you're gonna get through it. And those words, I must say, was not only magical, but it gave me the encouragement to keep going. Because, you know, what I was sitting here to do wasn't about a Hall of Fame anyway, even though I appreciate it. But still, you know, as a winner, we strive to be winners. And, you know, I haven't took too many losses in my life. You get what I'm saying? So I just want to personally say thank you for being my upline. Thank you for being a part of O&E Dynasty. And thank you for all that you have contributed. And you will continue to contribute in this beautiful world of ours, okay?
Oh, thank you.
That's the first time that Hootie Bakatoon did not come on and try to start mess with Andrea Presley. It is historic.
Well, you know I can't let it go. You know I can't let it go just like that. You know that.
I know that. Like, who said I didn't finish yet? Here we go. I knew that. I knew something was coming. That was too smooth.
I think. What was that you said? If someone gives you something, should you give it back? Did I hear you correctly? If someone gives you something, should you keep it or give it back? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my honest opinion, it depends on what that is that you give. Because, to be honest, if you give a person your love, which is more valuable than anything, and someone don't want that type of love or that love isn't returned, some things you just can't get back, to be honest.
I agree.
Unless you take them to small claims court, maybe we can do that.
You did it already, Honey Bakaton, and we want to thank all the women that you took to small claims court. You know what I mean? Right here on National Syndicated Radio. Yes, he did.
Small claims
and
court.
He don't give a damn.
He ain't right.
Hey, and on the real, because I know other people might be want to get through, but really, from heart to heart and soul to soul, thank you for being the one to tell the Hall of Fame 2-time to get up and do what you were sent to do. If it's no more than playing your records, you understand? Don't go out.
All right, now. All right.
Don't go out. Right. You know, and we wouldn't be here today without that type of encouragement that you gave Hall of Fame 2-time. Okay.
Thank you.
What a show.
Yeah.
I want to say something publicly about what Self Unknown told me is that, you know, always keep your integrity. You don't have to do this or do that to be great. And I never forgot that conversation with that young man. And it changed my perspective of doing business. And I thank him for that. And what more can we say tonight that this young lady is leaving us at this time. And I do believe what Honey Bakaton said, that there's going to be come a time where if it's not O&E of a network or whatever, you'll be back when it's, you know, the right time. And just like Cal Burnett would say, it's so nice we had this time together, winking at the proverbial ear. You know, I thank you, Twin, for what you've done for us at O&E Dynasty. All the shows, 119 shows.
Wow.
Now that, you know, all Talk Session Records of 80. And you have been an encouragement for me. I thank you for what you've done for me after all of these years, being part of 3 networks. Purpose Kingdom Network, On Point, and, you know, the Dynasty. And I appreciate you for being, you know, a person of legendary proportion and prowess of journalism and, you know, your congenial spirit. You know, no one laughs like you. That's what we're going to miss, that laughter, that joy of being a radio broadcaster. And all the folks out there, you know, that's listening, if you want to be a broadcaster, learn from Andrea Presley. Learn that it's easy for you just to open your mouth. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with, of course, Mo Garman and her first show since internship. And it's wonderful. 9:30 Eastern Standard on these O&E stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to O&E. This is Ola Deli and Gozi Enterprises. Reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Prime, someone at thatnet.com. We're in Gozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Gozi at Pyramids Google Plus, Ola Deli Malay and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, for the last time in a series finale, National Syndicated Radio, our first ever syndicated broadcast at O&E Dynasty, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Delay, Dying Goes from mine@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, when goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks that have been on Force Radio, support us on a constant basis. And now, The 2018 International Internet Radio Broadcasting is Ronnie. The 2020 Lifetime Achievement Award winner. My friend and my god sister. And someone that I revere and respect. The outstanding Andrea Presley. You have the next 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go.
All right.
And your final program tonight.
I know. Oh, gosh, you guys. It's so hard to sum it up, but I'm going to sum it up as best way as I can. Guys, everyone out there, you know, listeners, family hosts. I say family hosts because you guys are family to me. I thank you so much for the love and support. And all the following from the listeners, from being Wonder Dre to the Love Doctor to the Queen Troublemaker to being the 2020 twin that gets it in. I done had all of them. I'm all of them. I'm the Trinity just wrapped all up into one. You know, it has been such a joy. The journey has been so amazing. To my family host, I say, you know, keep the legend alive. You know, don't stop. Love what you do. Respect the mic. Do what you have to do. You know, live it out. Don't let it stop. Continue it. You know, I ask that all my listeners and everything and even family hosts, just, you know, just pray for me even in my journey with, you know, doing this type of care and everything like that, because, you know, this journey even in doing medical, you know, things is, it's not easy, you know, getting out there and, you know, you're seeing this COVID thing every single day. You're in the COVID wards, you know what I mean? You're helping, you're saving lives. And just hearing, you know, some of the testimonies that I've, you know, helped people through, you know, is a lot out there, you know, and it's about saving people's lives. Even this, stepping to the mic, is ministry, because you never know what seed that you have sown into other people's lives. You never know what type of laughter that you have brought to their lives. It could be somebody you never know that could have been on the verge of suicide, but they heard your message, and it gave them a ray of hope, and it made them laugh. So everything you do is ministry, is a seed that's being sown into other people's lives. So with that, I'm saying, you know that you are loved. Everyone out there, thank you so much for your amazing journey. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to say so long, because you never say goodbye, because it may not ever be the end. You never know. But I will say this much. Thank you so much for all the love being shown. And, you know, Wonder Dre is still going to be the 2020 twin that always gets it in. And I'm still going to start my troubles. You know what I mean? But until I see and hear from you guys again, know that I love you. Wonder Dre signing off for the last time. The 2020 twin that's always getting in. Say good night. God bless. I love you. It ain't nothing.